answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the war, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul Martin. I'm sitting in for the a little bit sick Dave Hodges tonight. Welcome to the show. We're going to have a great show for you tonight. We have got Roger Brown from the Society SociologyCenter.com. Y'all have to forgive me, I've already done a radio show today, so I'm still a little wacky. My website is revolutionradio.org, updated daily by yours truly, and we welcome you here tonight. We all you guys out there, you prayer warriors out there, say a prayer for our wonderful host, Dave Hodges, so he can get over whatever it is he's got, and we look forward to him being back next week. I'm in tall boots now. I'm a little out of my league. With us tonight is Roger Brown, the SociologyCenter.com. He has a BS in psychology, Memphis State University, Memphis, Tennessee, 1970. He has a BA sociology, Memphis State University, Memphis, Tennessee, 75. An MA sociology, Memphis State University, Memphis, Tennessee, 1978. And an ABD Social Policy Analysis, Virginia Commonwealth University of Richmond, 1981 to 1988. And what that tells the audience is this guy is way smarter than I am. So with further ado, we want to welcome Roger to the show. Welcome, Roger.
Thank you.
It's good, did it's you good want to be on
cover
you.
Cover some of your material first?
No. We're going straight to you. You're the man.
Okay.
If you haven't been to the Common Sense Show website today, this is up at the top of the website. There's a free download that you can get from Roger at the SociologyCenter.com. What we're going to be discussing tonight is, number one, what Americans need to know about death squads. Number two, why President Barack Obama will be considered America's answer to Pol Pot. And Black Dawn, Barack Obama's Dreamers, Biological Attack on America. Welcome, Roger. Take it to us.
Thank you. Let me add some comments first. I have did a little electronic ledger domain with the download, and you need to use the link on the Common Sense Show website. What I did was, there's no way to link to it from my website. You have to use the link on someone else's website. If something doesn't exist, they can't take it down. So that's how I work this, to try and ensure that everybody gets access to it that is not going to be interrupted. And if you want to repost the link on other websites, please do so. I would also like to add some information to the self-defense information that those two foxy-sounding ladies talked about earlier, who shall remain nameless. I guess they didn't hear that.
Reese Moe and Katie Whelan, yeah.
There's a lot of necessity for switching our self-defense technology from gunpowder-based, because they're basically putting it out of business. We need to switch to electric-powered weapons, and thankfully the kids have done some preliminary groundwork on that. There's a website called Hacked Gadgets. If you go there and search for electric guns, you can find several years' worth of efforts to try and develop electric-powered guns. Also, there's a new bit of technology called Pyro Fire Shooter by Adam Wilbur, who's a technician for magicians. He developed a concealable four-shot flamethrower. It looks like a little black piece of tape and literally goes on your wrist and can shoot fireballs out of it. I think you might also be able to put it under your doorstep and remotely fire it from there if somebody's trying to get in your door that you don't want coming in. I think if even Spetsnaz might take a step back if their pants suddenly burst into flame. So you may want to look into that. Unfortunately, I think they've added $100 to the price recently, but it's still under $200, and you can buy refills for it. So take a look at those for home defense. And on the electric guns, there's two types of electric weapons. One fires bullets like pistols we're familiar with, and the other is a rotary motor-powered slingshot type apparatus that can fire rocks, ball bearings, pretty much anything. You can actually make one of those yourself, but you have to be careful about it. Getting into what I wanted to talk about tonight, I want to start off with an insight from Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who probably is the expert on understanding how evil works in the world. And here's his quote. And you need to pay close attention because this will explain to you the basis for militarizing our police and doing all of the other destructive social processes. To do evil, a human being must first of all believe that what he's doing is good, or else that it is a well-considered act in conformity with natural law. Fortunately, it is in the nature of human beings to seek justification for his actions. Macbeth's self-justifications were feeble, and his conscience devoured him. Yes, even Iago was a little lamb too. The imagination and the spiritual strength of Shakespeare's evildoers stopped short at a dozen corpses because they had no ideology. Ideology, that is what gives evildoing its long-sought justification and gives the evildoer the necessary steadfastness and determination. That is the social theory which helps to make his acts seem good instead of bad in his own and others' eyes, so that he won't hear reproaches and the curses, but will receive praise and honors. That was how the agents of the Inquisition fortified their wills, by invoking Christianity, the conquerors of foreign lands, by extolling the grandeur of the motherland, the colonizers by civilization, the Nazis by race, the Jacobins early and late by equality, brotherhood, and the happiness of future generations. Thanks to ideology, the 20th century was fated to experience evil doing on a scale calculated in the millions. This cannot be denied, nor passed over, nor suppressed. How then do we dare insist that evildoers do not exist, and who was it that destroyed these millions? Without evildoers, there would have been no archipelago. The archipelago was the prison system in Russia that he was put in for essentially being a dissenter. But that is a powerful insight that we really need to pay close attention to, because it does explain how the law enforcement is being corrupted. They're being given an ideology that the normal citizens are enemies of the state, are extremists of one variety or another. You have to use the proper terminology to get them to accept it. But that is exactly what's going on. The important thing that we need to understand first from death squad activity comes from the archaeological and anthropological examination of mass graves around the world. It's important to know that if you are rounded up and are facing execution, it's not going to be one of the FEMA coffins that you're put into. The normal way of disposing of mass murder victims is in mass graves. And with the industrialization processes, you're likely to be doused in some kind of industrial solvent to expedite your body dissolving along with everybody else you're buried with. My take on the FEMA coffins is that's their estimate of what their casualties are going to be in the process of killing everyone else. So, you know, keep that in mind. And also, one of the things that's missing from the forensic examination of the mass graves is the average number of bullets that were used to kill the individuals. That lack of information is why the United States government keeps buying ammunition, is because it can't get an accurate idea of how many bullets it's going to need to kill everyone. Also, if you think of this and an excellent reason for trying to avoid being taken into custody, the people who were not bound so that they could not run were either shot in the hip, knee, or foot to prevent them from running while they were being more thoroughly shot and placed in the mass graves. As you might suspect, not all of them were killed, but they were severely injured and could not get away. So a lot of people end up getting tossed into mass graves while they're still alive and buried. The junta in Argentina had one really horrific way of killing people. They would drug them so they were incapacitated but still conscious, taking them up in an airplane to about 20 or 30,000 feet and dump them out of the plane without a parachute into the South Atlantic. Now, here are some ways that you can identify torture and death squads by their recruiting and training. The screening of death and torture squad members is based upon physical strength and animosity towards specific political, religious, or other beliefs, ethnic groups, or social distinctions depending upon the population targeted for torture or mass execution. Two, they are offered the distinction of being drafted or recruited into elite units that require them to torture or execute prisoners or detainees. Three, they must demonstrate the ability to never discuss what the torture or execution squad does. Number four, loyalty is also tested by requiring them to snitch on other torture or death squad members who do not follow rules or orders. They must demonstrate aggression toward targeted groups, individuals, and detainees. Six, they follow orders without question. and 7 is a multi-part, but training involves treatment that binds squad members to command authority. Trainees are physically and psychologically abused while being told how fortunate they are to be members of the unit. The physical and psychological abuse of torture squad members will include the torture they will be expected to apply to their victims. They are kept in a constant state of fatigue and prevented from relieving themselves for long periods of time to keep them from thinking clearly. And again, you know, this is how they're brainwashed into accepting the ideology that they need to absorb to do what they're going to do. Trainees are required to swear allegiance to some physical symbol of unit or government authority. Trainees are told they will have protected special powers or authorities over their fellow citizens. They are told their actions will never be questioned. Now, this is where you get into problems, because anyone familiar with the past activities of death squads around the world, whether it's Argentina, Greece, or other places, it may take years, but at some point the country does institute legal proceedings and prosecute the participants in the mass executions and tortures. Trainees are told that if they show mercy to anyone ordered tortured or executed, they will take that person's place. A special in-house language is used with code words and euphemisms for various types of torture, nicknames for victims to dehumanize them, nicknames for unit members to conceal their identities, and classifying non-members as outside world. Frequent training classes, and this is what's going on with the police, are held depicting the targeted population as dangerous, criminal, conspirators, traitors, terrorists, and other undesirable labels. Torturers are desensitized to pain and learn the torture techniques from the physical and psychological abuse incorporated into their training. Successful torturers are given specific rewards for each confession or each desired piece of information obtained. Now, if you're wondering what kind of mind and reasoning produces death squads and torture squads, there are some revealing quotes from the administrators who actually created them. Former Argentine dictator Jorge Rafael Videla was quoted in a Daily Mail article as saying, for justification, in every war, people are crippled, killed, and disappeared. Their whereabouts unknown. That is a fact, Videla said in an interview broadcast on local television. Let's say there were 7,000 or 8,000 people who needed to die to win the war against subversion. Newspaper La Nación quoted Videla as saying in a new book, Final Mandate, by journalist Seferino Riato. That's R-E-A-T-O, if you want to try and find that book. And continuing with the quote, there was no other solution. We were agreed that was the price to win the war against subversion, and that we needed it not to be evident so that society didn't notice. For that reason, to avoid provoking protest inside and outside the country, it was decided that those people disappear. Each disappearance can certainly be understood as the cover-up of a death. Now, this is the kind of thinking that you also can see in some of the statements made by people like Henry Kissinger, who during this time actually sent a diplomatic letter to the Argentine government telling them that they needed to hurry up and finish what they were doing before Congress started hearings that would cut off the American funding that was going to the Argentine government. So you can get some idea of, now of, you know, the groundwork that is laid for these enterprises, and it happened everywhere from the Greek junta in the 60s and 70s, Argentina, any number of places in Africa, and those are still going on. There are three types. I'll go ahead and get into this. We're going to run out of time otherwise. There are three types of death squads. There are the government trained, like I just went over. There's vigilante death squads, as exampled by the police in Brazil, who in their off-duty hours would round up and murder street kids to get them off the streets and help lower the crime rate. It was all extrajudicial. So there's vigilante death squads, and there's crime-related, which can be drug cartels, which we now know that Eric Holder developed a working relationship with, and not only supplied them with guns, but has expedited the transport of cartel drug members and gangs supporting their criminal efforts and disseminating them around the United States as intact units. Now,
well, I can hear the music coming up, guys, so let's
okay.
go to a little
Thanks
break
for the warning.
And we'll be back. Yeah, we'll be back in about 3-4 minutes.
The JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings, featured in John Onesti's new book, Assassination Point Blank, paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was, in fact, an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into the back seat, why the governor's suit was cleaned, why only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now. at www.foodrising.org.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not going to take it anymore. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Common Sense Show. I'm Paul Martin, sitting in for the ill Dave Hodges tonight. And after that first half hour, I'm mad as hell, not going to take it anymore. We're here with Roger Brown with the SociologyCenter.com. We've already started covering our first subject, what America needs to know about death squads. Next will be why President Barack Obama will be considered America's answer to Pol Pot. And one of my favorite subjects, Black Dawn, Barack Obama's Dreamers Biological Attack on America. And just want to do a shout-out to Josh and Cedro down at KFYO.com in Lubbock, Texas. I was on their radio show today. So we want to welcome my brother and sisters from West Texas today. And with that, Roger, we're back, and just go where you want to go with it.
Okay, unfortunately, need to carry over a last few bits of information from the last segment, dealing specifically with gang-related death squads or crime-related death squads. The infamous random drive-by shootings that happen all over the United States are actually, for the most part, gang-related death squad initiations where they have to, quote, make their bones, unquote, by killing a perfect stranger. That demonstrates their animosity toward the non-members of the gang and, you know, general depravity for life in general. Here's some examples of how that ideology works. They're direct quotes from a September 27, 2012 CBS affiliate in Chicago, which interviewed local gang members. And here's some of what they said justifying their actions. There's no solution to violence. One gang member tells him, killing is the solution. Another one, rob, steal, and kill. That's the only way. We didn't grow up in Beverly Hills. We didn't get it handed to us. Now, you may recognize statements similar to that from recent incidents where blacks were allegedly killed out of racism, and you know the people were making statements similar to this to justify their hostility toward the police. Another quote, "We ain't living in Hyde Park," added a third young man. The next one, "The police hate us. Every time they ride past us, they shoot us down and do all that. Do what you want to do. I don't care about you at all. Keep riding. Who are you all? We're not scared of you at all. I'll fight you too. Take that badge off." And, but he says the police cannot catch him or exact any consequences. "I laugh at the police," he said. "They're a joke to me." Now, that's an example of the type of ideology that runs in the gang and cartel death squads. So, you know, keep in mind, these people are being imported into the United States not only for the diseases which they carry, but for the militaristic hostility. If you recall, recently Eric Holder was quoted as telling some students that he addressed to read Malcolm X. He didn't tell them to read Dr. Martin Luther King. He didn't tell them to read the Bible. He told them to read Malcolm X, which translates into, "You've been treated unfairly, kill Whitey." The only way, I always try and find solutions to problems when I identify them, the only way to deal with this is to organize resources at the state level to protect the citizens, and I developed model legislation which was intended and designed to be enacted at the state level. That's also in the PDF book that you can download. And I encourage you to download the book and put the link on other websites so that other people can download it. And if anyone is so inclined, you have my permission to take the graphic on the cover page and turn it into a sign to legally post in the vicinity of any government office or agency you think might be appropriate, as long as it doesn't get you into trouble or get you shot. So be careful, but do so with my blessing. Now getting into the President Barack Obama, America's Pol Pot. I have two quotes that I start off that article with. One is from a BBC News special, Pol Pot, Life of a Tyrant. And quoting them, "His success was attributed to his ability to combine remarkable charm and grace with an unflinching ruthlessness." And this is a quote from Mail Online, November 3rd, 2013. "President Barack Obama bragged to his aides that he's really good at killing people, according to the explosive claims in a new book about the 2012 presidential campaign." Anytime you've got somebody, especially a politician from Chicago, who's bragging about being really good at killing people, I would, in my opinion, say that's sufficient grounds to start a criminal investigation. But don't hold your breath till that happens. Now, there are a number of commonalities and similarities between Pol Pot and Barack Obama, both were community organizers, both led revolutions overthrowing the current government, both turned government into death machines to kill those not deserving to live according to their ideology. We have Obamacare and any number of other programs, the vaccines that any number of people have documented are actually designed to kill people under the guise of providing medical benefits. Both destroyed their nation's medical infrastructure to expedite killing people. Both of them destroyed the nation's news and information distribution, as in the takeover of the internet. Both took direct control of economy, labor, food, land, and resources. A number of people have referred to executive orders that Obama signed, giving him all of this power. So basically, you know, we have the historical pattern of Barack Obama laying the same foundations that Pol Pot did for taking control of Cambodia, and I think pretty much everyone understands what happened there. Excuse me, I had to take a sip of water there. getting riled up now. Do any of you have any questions about this, or any thing you want to add?
Well, no, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, the historical record of these psychopathic murderers is legion. I mean, you can just Google these people up. They made the book The Killing Fields was a well written. It wasn't good to read, but yeah, the simple fact that, as you just stated, that the current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue just flat out said, "I'm good at killing people," is enough for alarm bells for me, Roger.
Well, another parallel is Barack Obama's life is a kind of a Rorschach patchwork quilt of name changes, aliases, falsified birth records, impossible academic attendance with his currently claimed credentials, a Social Security number inconsistent with his claimed residential record, and enough documentable verbal falsehoods to fill several volumes of infamous quotes. And to understand why the mass murder of Americans is the operational goal of the entire Obama administration, we have historic parallels in the range wars of the Old West fought over control of water and land. You just need to look at how the Obama administration has operated worldwide and substitute banking, natural resources, and the goals stated on the Georgia Guidestones for land and water control. The staged managed insurrections in Egypt, Syria, Ukraine, and now other Middle Eastern countries provide the clearest examples of what is being done in America. In Egypt, Syria, and Ukraine, foreign fighters were smuggled into each nation in large numbers and supplied with arms and ammunition. They were then labeled freedom fighters, although they were equivalent to thugs, assassins, and bar sweepings imported to fight in the Old West range wars. The Obama administration is bringing the same cast of characters used in Egypt and Syria into the United States through Mexico and personally escorted through customs and immigration by Obama administration officials. The operational structure of the entire Obama administration is nothing but a bureaucratic machine designed to kill Americans. The most blatant and brazen example is Obamacare. Apparently, no one in the mainstream media has any experience with or understanding of data management to implement new government programs. This is an area I actually have experience with. If they did understand it, they would quickly realize that somebody was incompetent, which is the cover story for why Obamacare didn't work in the beginning, and was designed to cover up medical plausible deniability. The fact is that there are software packages that go back as far as when I was working at the Department of Motor Vehicles in Richmond, Virginia in the 80s, that one person could have used to set up the entire system for entering data and idiot-proof data entry screens, which I've designed myself. And it's doing exactly what it was intended to do, which is not work. There's no other explanation for it. These software packages, such as SAS, have been around for decades and could have been used to set up the entire data management and data entry screen systems. I mean, it's just mind-boggling that anybody would claim that this was a result of incompetence. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do, which is create a higher death rate using the medical system. I have documented criminal activity in a great detail in a congressional evidence book, Compendium of Documentation of Organized Crime Methods and Procedures Integrated into State and Federal Agencies for the Purpose of Political and Economic Exploitation of Children and Families through State and Federal Child Protection, Mental Health, and Social Work Systems. That's a long title, but Congressman Joe Baca in 2004 solicited congressional evidence books, so I compiled this information for him. You can download it from my webpage. Go to the Special Research Projects page, and then go to the bottom, and there will be a matrix of other pages to go to. Select the Child Slave Trade Project, and that will take you to about 25 years worth of information I've collected on how child exploitation works, not only in the United States, but worldwide. But one of the most important sections was the science fraud section in the book, and it documents how the MMPI-2 is rigged to produce false positives. Now, this is the most frequently used psychological, quote, diagnostic test, unquote, that's used in the United States and probably the rest of the world. And there's literally no set of responses you can give that would indicate or be interpreted as you having no psychological disorders. Now, this, the same criminal methodology that I documented in the congressional evidence book is also integrated into Obamacare. So it is nothing but an organized crime set of protocols for fleecing and killing Americans in the process. So, you know, you've got all of these parallels with the historical events in Cambodia, that, you know, are clearly we're on a stair step there, but we haven't reached the end result yet where they're actually rounding people up. You know, one of the additional benefits of using Obamacare and the other methods of getting people sick is that when they do start rounding them up, there will be fewer people that will be able to put up any resistance.
Well, this whole thing, this Obamacare, it's 50% economic destruction, and the other 50% is constructed death.
Yes, it's a well-designed, and you've got to keep in mind that one of the people that they used to write the majority of how it worked was somebody who was in jail and basically was an expert in criminal enterprises. Why else would you want a criminal to write something for you if it wasn't to incorporate criminal enterprises and methods and procedures into the bill? The thing is that to incorporate organized crime methods and procedures, you have to conceal them and make them look like they're some kind of legitimate policy goals. Some of them are buried in contracts. For example, in the child protection system, I documented that the third-party corporations that were hired to file the federal claims and reimbursement paperwork are paid in this amazing manner. Their contract is renewed on an annual basis, and they're only paid a percent of the increase in federal claims over the previous year. So if the claims actually drop, then they not only would not get paid, their contract would be canceled, and the agency would find somebody else who would do whatever it is. And, you know, as a result, you have a system set up that only works as long as more people are taken into custody, more money is made from each child, and you essentially the state now has an interest in child exploitation and child trafficking. It's amazing. And these same criminal enterprises are incorporated into Obamacare and other government programs. We coming up on a break yet?
Yep, we're close. We are very close to it. We're about 6 minutes out. One of the things that people can, I mean, the news, the pedophile news out of England is just off the Richter scale. And it's been off the Richter scale here in the United States for some time. Her name is Doreen Gosh. She wrote the book, Why Johnny Can't Come Home. When her 10-year-old was kidnapped, she didn't see him again until he was 21, and he just spent a brief few minutes with her. It's a great book to read. You've got the cover up in Omaha at the Boys Center there. This has been going on for quite a while, Roger.
Yes, it has. And to close out this section, I'll just summarize by saying that Barack Obama is just a high-functioning Black Chicago thug using all of the classified and unclassified military and economic assets available to him as president to play the knockout game on every human being in the United States and as much of the rest of the world as he can get away with. By his own words, he takes great pride in his murders and mayhem, past, present, and future.
Well, we can see all of this, and everything's kind of interconnected. I mean, the stuff you're talking about right now, we've got the Jade Helm 15, which is already in motion, has already gone hot. I think this is just the this Jade Helm 15 is just the band is warming up, if you, and the play is about to start. That's about the best way that's the way I think about it anyway.
Well, you know, they're certainly advancing their plans, whatever they are and wherever they can implement them. You know, just keep in mind that all of these death squads that they're importing and setting up, from foreign mercenaries to the drug cartels, the street gangs that are working for them, you know, we're going to be in a hell of a fight with all of these people. And you need to have means at your disposal that they can't cut off. For example, if you do have or build your own electric weapons, it's a lot easier to get electricity than gunpowder.
Yeah, there's one other thing
I forgot to mention earlier. There's a lot of esoteric technology out there. There's a hobbyist in Germany who builds, designs and builds wooden rubber band powered weapons. And he has everything from multi-shot slingshots to multi-shot arrow launchers that, you know, you obviously couldn't fight off an army with them, but if you needed to buy some time to try and escape, that might be of use inside your house. For example, if somebody's coming down the hall. But anyway, there's things out there that people need to be looking into other than relying on the standards of weapons that we're used to in the past that they've found ways to control and take from us.
Okay, well, guys, I hear the music coming up, and we'll be back, everybody, in about 6 minutes. So go get a drink of water and settle in for the last hour.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.